Wow, this used to be a landmark Taco Bell.
What used to be where this hotel was?
Wait, is that where the McDonald's was? That is where the McDonald's was, yeah. It was, and then the people would all hang out there. They'd sell, like, the, little merchandise. It's gone now.
That Target used to be Punkin' Donuts. It used to be the place where all the punk kids hung out and runaways and had a big parking lot.
Places I've been, Extension 720 here on WGN Radio. Time for a new segment here on Extension 720, a game show, if you will. I'd say that you've never played this game before, but if you've lived in Chicago, or your relatives used to live in Chicago, you don't play it, you live it. We're calling it That Used to Be, and it's possibly the simplest concept in Chicago media history. You call up, you get on the line, we give you an address, and you tell us what used to be there. Chicago is an ever-changing world, and this is our way of paying homage to the past and giving life to what's come before. My guest tonight has been playing this game with friends and family since, I don't know, birth?
Hey, my wife says no more, please.
Scott Goldstein is best described as a Chicago raconteur. He's a regular at all the spots, and he's a longtime improviser in town. We've known each other for years. So do you want to play? We've got prizes. If you think you can guess where all the great Chicago addresses are, the great Chicago landmarks, call up and you can win. And to sweeten the pot tonight, we got a pair of White Sox tickets to give away. 312-981-7200 if you'd like to play. Scott, good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you. There's some irony, if I understand what irony is, and I never have, in the fact that we're playing this game, and this is my first time in the news studio.
Yep.
Which, if you don't know, because you can't see us, we're not on Michigan Avenue anymore, which used to be just wonderful.
Right, right.
But now I feel like you're in a building now. It's like being a character in a Batman movie, and you're on your way up to the radio station, and you're like the guy who's like, and what will happen to the bat? This is beautiful.
Isn't beautiful?
You are looking over like now, Navy Pier.
You want the
and
best
Lakeshore Drive.
The best that used to be, and I used to mention this all the time in the morning, is this is the birthplace of Chicago. The mouth of the Chicago River where it meets the lake is where the settlers settled.
DuSable.
So DuSable, this is
before Kinsey took all the credit.
Exactly. 303 Swecker. Oh, that used to be DuSable's place.
Yeah, this was John Baptiste
place. 312-981-7200 if you want to play tonight. We've got addresses. Scott's got a couple. I've got a couple. Pete's got a couple.
We've got a couple, two, three of these
to get through tonight. This has been a lot of fun. And I know that, like you said, my family plays this all the time. My dad comes back and he grew up in the city. He doesn't live here now, but when he comes back in, he's got every block we go to. He's got to be, that used to be a Woolworths. Yeah, all right, Dad, we got it.
I do that all the time. I make my wife absolutely insane. She goes, look, you have to stop.
Or get a radio.
Or get on the radio. This is why I like meeting new people, because I can show them around and say what everything used to be.
I was telling Pete and the audience here tonight on Extension 720 that earlier when I was at Belmont and Clark getting some of the tape that you heard right there at the beginning, people walk by, and I'm like, did you know what that Target was? And they're like, no, it's a Target. It's always been a Target. I'm like, my head's going to explode. And then I turned into my dad. I'm like, see, it was a donut shop. It was Dunkin' Donuts. It was Punkin' Donuts. Right?
Yeah, it was around. That's where you went after you went to Medusa's, which was at Sheffield in school, and then became like a testing center, and now it's mediocre loft condos.
That's what we were trying to figure out where that was today. Another good one, 3231 North Clark Street. It's the Canela breakfast place now.
Sure. That was Cafe Voltaire.
It was Cafe Voltaire.
I remember doing, some reason, Ike Barinholtz and I were on a Herald team that got cut, and we put on a show in the basement. We interviewed Ike's dad, Alan, for The Dream that night. That was one and only time I got to perform at Cafe Voltaire.
Yeah, you can always have that on your resume, right?
Yeah, I got all of the sample questions right.
Yeah, that's right. Pete Zimmerman's here as well. So here's what we're going to do. Well, like I said, 312-981-7200. If you want to play, get on the line now. I'm going to throw out some addresses and see if we can do this. Pete, I want to give you a couple, and I want to give Scott a couple as well. So why don't I'll start. Here we go. Let's do, all right, how about this? 5110 North Broadway. Now, this would be in the
Pasteur, the restaurant, the old
it's
Pasteur
not,
restaurant.
But that's okay. A good guess, but it's not that. 5110 North Broadway. I'll give you a hint. It's not a restaurant. It's a bar.
Moody's.
No. Not Moody's. It's close. Scott's out. Now it's up to Pete.
I'm out.
I'll give you one hint for both you guys. The band was behind the bar. The Lakeview Lounge, which was a classic go-to throwback 4 o'clock bar that was closed.
Wait,
down
there's
in
also
early
a Lakeview Lounge. Wasn't there a Lakeview Lounge on Broadway on the 3000 block?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. But this was the one that was at Foster and Broadway. So there you go. There's the first one.
I feel shame.
No, you should. All right. I'll give another one to you, Pete Zimmerman. How about 1517 North Wells Street?
1517 North Wells Street. That, of course, is the Bijou Theater.
No, close by, though.
That's still there, I think.
That's
like, you don't know.
I give a hint. I once bought a bong at 1517 North Wells.
Most of the
experimentation.
Yeah, most of the Chicago area bought a bong from there in the 60s and 70s for sure.
End of the 80s.
Is it that fish store?
it was Bizarre Bazaar, which was a t-shirt, and that's where you got your Grateful Dead.
You could
t-shirts.
Get paraphernalia.
Yeah. So there you go. Okay, so I want to keep going here because I want people to be open to getting on here, so let's keep going. I'll give you this one. 423 East 43rd Street, Chicago's South Side. So 423 East 43rd Street on Chicago's South Side. Pete, what do you think? I'll give you a hint.
Is it a bar?
It is a bar.
Was music played?
Music was played. Famous music.
Johnny's Blues Emporium.
So close.
I can't answer this because I know, and you know that I know, it's the Checkerboard Lounge.
Oh, yeah. There it is, Checkerboard Lounge. So there you go, 312-981-7200. Having some fun tonight. We're about to give away some prizes, whether that be Sox tickets, if you want Sox tickets. I have some great questions for you, some addresses that are from the suburbs as well, some great Chicago history here, 312-981-7200. Get on the line now. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get you involved in the show. White Sox tickets on the line here on Stenson 720. Stay with us. Playing That Used to Be here on 720 WGN. It is Extension 720. Scott Goldstein is here. Are you excited tomorrow that the Cubs season gets underway? You got to be super excited.
Right? I am looking forward to it.
You feel good about this year's
season? I feel good. I feel conflicted. You know, people are making me feel bad for being a Cubs fan, and I understand. It's getting to a point where I liked being a lovable loser.
Right.
Next thing you know, we're going to be like Patriots fans. But even worse, Cubs fans are turning into Atlanta Braves fans, where first round exit, they're no good. This team is terrible.
Right.
We've had four 90-win seasons in a row.
Can you even fathom that?
I can't. Their mediocre seasons now are like would have been the best thing ever when I was a kid.
So true. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. We've got addresses to get through here on That Used to Be. Exciting new simple game show where we give you tonight's premise. The whole episode is about place. And this is a great way to pay homage to the place that we live, to talk about the things that no longer are there. And it can go from anywhere from, the Target that is now the Punkin' Donuts we talked about. I was thinking the Target that used to on Ashland in Lakeview. If you're at the corner of Ashland and School.
Yes.
And they had that. Now it's a Target.
Yeah.
It used to be a Whole Foods.
I live two blocks from
right.
there.
Before that Whole Foods, what was it?
Before it was a Whole Foods. Okay, it was across from the theater where they turned into the Lofts. There's a... what was it before it was a Whole Foods?
It was a Weebolts.
Ah.
That was torn down. Okay, it was torn down, and it sat there vacant in the 90s, and then they redid it, and Whole Foods came in there in the late 90s, early 2000s when that went in there?
It had to be. I moved into that neighborhood in 1995 or 96.
Okay.
1996.
So this would have been, the construction
so it was about
was
98
that.
Or
yeah.
so.
The construction yeah. was, I was in that neighborhood 1994, 1995 when the Weebolts went down.
I mean, that Whole Foods, that's where I learned to be a snob about food.
All right, let's get to the calls and give some good addresses for Susan. Susan's on the line. Susan's in Rogers Park. How you doing, Susan?
Great.
Are you a good address person? Do you feel good about the, are you the person your family's like, that used to be a Woolworths?
Sure.
Should we give her a Rogers Park one if she's in Rogers Park?
Do you want a Rogers Park one?
Sure.
Okay, go ahead, Scott.
All right, I have one for you here. 7644 North Sheridan Road.
Ooh.
It's East Rogers Park.
Biddy Mulligan's.
Yes, there you go.
There you go. Good job, Susan. You're on the north side of Chicago. Are you a Sox fan?
No.
All right, then good. I'm not going to give you the tickets. I will give you, stay on the line, but I'll give you a pair of tickets to see Little Shop of Horrors, which is playing at the Mercury Theater through April 28th. Thanks, Susan. There you go. How about that? So she got it right away. She knew what was up.
Oh, she chose Little Shop of Horrors over the White Sox.
Spoken like a true Cubs fan.
I love the White Sox. The
White Sox are going to be fun this year.
They're going to be very fun. Yeah.
All right.
Former Cub.
That's right. Former Cub. That's right. That's good. Biddy Mulligan's. I didn't know it was that far north.
Yeah, it was right. It was the last stop before Calvary Cemetery. That was the last stop before Evanston.
Right. And when did Biddy Mulligan's go?
Sometime
away?
After my late teens and early 20s, because it was still there then.
Wow. How about that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Somebody knows. Call in. There's still White Sox tickets.
There still is. We have some White Sox tickets and some theater tickets to give away. 312-981-7200. Somebody on the text line has, here's one for you. We always joke with people about the Kmart at Harlem and Irving that used to be a venture.
There used to be a lot of ventures.
That's always my favorite, when a big box store becomes another big box store.
Venture and Zaire were like the same thing.
Venture, and in my town, I grew up in McHenry County, there was an Alco. Do you remember Alco?
I don't remember. I remember Alcoa Can't Wait.
That was the...
They made aluminum?
Yeah, I think there was a recycling something. But this was an Alco, which was a low-rent venture.
Oh.
maybe a low-rent Kmart as well.
But Target's like a high-rent version of those stores.
Yeah, right. Target's the French version of those stores.
Target.
All right, let's keep going here. I want to throw some at you, Scott. You ready?
Yeah.
While we wait, Pete's got somebody on the line here, but hold on 1 second. Let's try it. All right. 727 West Grand Avenue. And this is for you clubbers out there.
Funky Buddha Lounge?
No, that's so easy.
Well, I know the guy who started that club.
Oh, you did?
We went to the same high school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How about that?
I never went there myself. Wasn't
it was good. They had a Latin night on a Thursday. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the high school that we went to.
Oh, that's why they did it, right?
I assume.
All right, your turn. What do you got? Give us one.
All right, I got one. This is one of my favorites from growing up. If you grew up on the north side or the northwest side in the 70s, you might know this one. 6335 Northwestern.
Okay, so 6335 Northwestern.
That classic Chicago.
Okay, so
street,
let's
Western
see.
Avenue.
So Western, 6300 block. So that's going to be Peterson, or just above Peterson?
Just above.
So we're talking about Z Frank Chevrolet?
Yeah, very close to
okay.
Z Frank.
Right.
Almost made my list.
Almost made the list. Pete, what do you think of 6300?
6300 Western. It's a car dealership, right?
No, it's not a car dealership. It's
not Scottie Pippen Dodge?
Nope. It was a entertainment venue, but also a restaurant.
Ooh. An entertainment venue and also a restaurant.
Yes.
That's 6300 Western.
They had a pipe organ and waitresses on roller skates. Did no one else in this room ever go to Sally's Stage on Western Avenue? Best ribs in town.
Oh, that's good. All right, 773 wants to know, the mall on Fullerton, the one with the chunky cheese. It's Chuck E. Cheese, but the chunky cheese. What was in the now Marshalls building before Marshalls?
Okay, let's see.
See,
I know on one side you had a GameStop there. You had a KB Toys, I believe.
I think there was a payday loan shop in there.
Yeah, there was a McDonald's across the street with a Sports Authority, Office Depot type place.
Yeah,
but
I'm not
in
sure.
The Marshalls building, I'm going to guess a TJ Maxx.
Yeah, that's a good. I would say, I was going to say, if not Marshalls, then a venture would be my guess. But that shopping mall is a 90s shopping mall, right? Or maybe 2000s.
Yeah, that was a big deal when that thing opened,
because
that was sort of a no man's land.
Yeah, we'd have to look that up. 773, if you want to tell us what it is, we would be appreciative of that.
Yeah, because now we're curious.
Now we're curious of what used to be in the Marshalls.
What used to be at the Marshalls? Tell us. Text back or try calling us.
Having fun. 312-981-7200. All right, I've got some great address. I want to just throw these addresses out as like a teaser to people to call.
Enticements.
8400 West North Avenue, Melrose Park.
It's an easy one.
2500 West 95th Street, Chicago, Evergreen Park. and 155 East Roosevelt Road in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Man, those are three of my favorites all in a row.
There you go. 312-981-7200. If you know any of those, give us a call. We'll take a quick break, get the headlines, come back with more with That Used to Be here on Extension 720. Stay with us. Thanks, John. It's Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I am Justin Kaufman. Scott Goldstein is here. Chicago's Rock on Tour. You like that?
Oh, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Can I trademark that?
Yeah, you should. We're playing That Used to Be, the popular game that is played by everybody in Chicago.
It started tonight officially on the radio, but it's been going since
going on forever.
1837.
Let's bring in Austin. Austin, you're on the line. Where are you from, Austin?
I'm originally from Elmwood Park, and I live in Avondale with my wife.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Elmwood Park, home of Johnny's Juicy Beef.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
I'll take mine sweet hot dipped. Hey, make it a combo. Throw in a lemonade ice, please. Sweet.
All right, you ready for an address, Austin?
Yeah, I have a guess for the Melrose Park one.
All right, let me give it to you. I'll give you the Melrose Park one. Here we go. 8400 West North Avenue in Melrose Park. What is that address?
I'm going to say it's Kittyland.
Yes,
That's right. Gets
it. Kittyland in Melrose Park.
All right, the
famed Kittyland. You want to go to a White Sox game?
I would love that.
All right, you got two tickets to the White Sox. Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. There we go.
Also a classic Chicago neighborhood, Austin.
That's right. Yeah, he's doubled. Let's go to Josh, another classic now. Josh. Josh, where are you from?
Crystal Lake.
Yes, I love Crystal Lake.
But I actually was born in Melrose Park, pretty much next door to Kittyland.
Oh, so you know that one.
Well, that's the one I knew, but maybe we'll throw it out there. I don't know. Maybe somebody knows the hospital that's close by there or something.
It's right next to Kittyland in Melrose Park. We'll check that out.
Is that one of the Swedish
covenants? I'll give you one. Okay, how about this one? 155 East Roosevelt Road in Elmhurst, Illinois. And you can ask questions. 155 East Roosevelt Road in Elmhurst.
Oh, gosh.
I'll give you a hint, okay, because this is one that we have hints. This business was made famous by commercials in the 80s.
Okay. Oh gosh.
And in the commercial, the slogan.
Say the address again. The address
is 155 East Roosevelt Road.
I believe that's
what they do in the commercials.
York.
That's right. It's very close to the intersection of York and Roosevelt Road.
Okay. It's got to be. Is it Filozzi Adelson Chevrolet?
You got
where you
it.
Always save more money.
You well, got it.
Oh,
there.
Yeah, of course.
There you go. He used the Google machine as fast as he could. That's good.
Awesome. Well, the hints helped, and I remember that. By the way, good job bringing back Extension 720. My son and I are road tripping on spring break, and we heard you all the way out in Nebraska last week.
Fantastic.
And, couldn't believe when I heard you guys were back on.
That's awesome,
man. I listened to Milton Rosenberg before I even knew what he was talking about. So.
Well, Josh, we appreciate it, man. And stay on the line. We got some prizes for you. Appreciate it. There you go.
Thanks a lot. Good job.
Yep, Josh from Crystal Lake getting Filozzi Adelson Chevrolet. Let's quickly go to Dennis. Dennis, where are you from, Dennis?
Right now from Woodridge, used to be from Cicero, then from Elmhurst.
Okay, so you would have...
See, I like how he used to be, too.
He used to be, that's
he
right.
He used to be from there, and now he's from here.
So you would have gotten the 155 East Roosevelt Road without any hints.
Easy.
All right, let me give you one. I'll give you one down. Let me give you 2500 West 95th Street, Evergreen Park.
No, I didn't want that one. I wanted the other one that you said.
Well, we already did the Kittyland, and we also did the...
No, you didn't do North Avenue.
Yes.
I'm sorry, you didn't do North Avenue in Elmhurst.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
It wasn't Elmhurst.
It was North Avenue, Melrose Park.
Melrose Park.
Right. But, Dennis, you can do this one, all right, because it might help you, okay? So it's 2500 West 95th Street, Evergreen Park. Now, the Evergreen Park Mall is there, and that was a big mall, and that had a lot of malls. But this is next to the mall. It was not a mall. It was a theater.
The theater still exists. The theater, it just is in a completely different location.
There were extensions of it. There have been four or five different ones, but this was the famed.
There was one at the Marriott in Lincolnshire.
That's right.
That's from... Got to double check that.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
You're right.
Yeah, and we had been there, even though I was in the South Side guy.
Yeah, it's a dinner theater.
Can I tell you what it rhymes with? Murray Payne.
It rhymes with what?
With Murray Payne.
Murray Payne?
Yeah. All right. Well, good try. You almost got it, Dennis. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, where are you at, Glenn?
I'm on the northwest side of the city in Montclair.
Okay, you're Montclair. Could you get the answer?
Drury Lane.
There it is, the Drury Lane Theater.
Wait,
yeah, I was calling for Kitty Land, but Drury Lane's just as good.
Just as good. And that theater, like you said, Scott, it has different iterations. There's actually a Drury Lane in Oak Brook right now that is open.
Yes.
It was the Marriott Lincolnshire at one point.
Then at Water Tower.
And it was at Water Tower. And this was the Martinique Theater, which was the Drury Lane at Evergreen Park, which was one of the famed one. Really bringing dinner theater to the Chicago area.
If you wanted to bring class to Evergreen Park.
That was on the South Side. Does that really count?
What is it? What is it?
I say that was on the South Side. Does that really count?
It does count. Yep.
South Side is bigger than the North Side.
There you go.
I say that is a North Side.
All right. Thanks, Glenn. Stay on the line. All right. There we go. All right. This is getting fun, right? You got some?
I got a couple. Do you want me to just
Let's try Frank.
Pick somebody?
Let's try Frank, and he can be your guinea pig here. Frank, where are you from, Frank?
I live in Geneva right now.
Okay, great. And are you familiar with the addresses, or were you just like, I know where Kitty Land was?
You got it. I work in Melrose Park, so I knew where Kitty Land was, but I'll give a stab at another one.
Okay, so Scott, where is this one located?
Well, I'll give you a choice. I have one in the Lincoln Park area, or I have one in Lincolnwood, which is technically part of Chicago. In my mind.
Yeah, right.
Let's go for Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Park.
Okay. 2301 North Clark.
Ooh, 2301 North Clark. So this would be Clark Street north of Fullerton.
It would be south of Fullerton.
Okay, south of Fullerton. So right there.
I'm going to take a guess. It's close to Lincoln Park Zoo.
It's close.
It's close-ish. I could give you a hint.
Yeah.
Okay. This might give it away. It would give it away to me. This is where Tuesday Weld and James Caan, they have a meal in Thief. She works the register, actually.
This is so specific.
She works the register. They don't have a meal there together. She works the register at the place, and he eats there.
Right.
So it was a restaurant.
And it's also it's a restaurant, but it's also a counter.
Yeah.
Real familiar. I'm
going to
guess R.J.
Grunt.
That's a great guess.
That's a great guess.
Originators of the salad bar. That's about two blocks away on Lincoln Park West.
And what is it?
But I will say, I'm talking about the Belden Deli.
Ooh, a famous deli. Yeah.
We lost it, and then it became. I also would have accepted Tower Records or Max's Deli.
That's all in the same spot right there. All right, Frank. Thanks for playing, buddy. Thanks for calling in. All right. So there you go. Good round. We got a rapid fire there. We're going to use up all of the addresses that we've worked on for last week. I was hoping like this would be something we would continue and we'd only do three or four addresses, but we're just flying through these.
We have so many of these.
There are a lot more to go.
There are countless places that used to be there.
If you would like to try and stump us, you can do that as well. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I've got more here and some fun ones from the past. We've got 951 North State Street. Okay.
951 North State Street, so that's near Tempo.
Okay.
And Frenchie's Bookstore, but I think both of those establishments are still there.
Okay. How about 410 West Huron?
410 West Huron.
Okay, you don't have to answer it. I want to give these to...
Oh, I got you.
Okay. And then, we did it earlier, but let's do 1800 West Grand. Wow. Get something stuck.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
There's a button you're supposed to hit when that happens.
I know, right? Yeah, wow. I get all choked up looking at these addresses. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll continue with That Used to Be here on 720 WGN. Having fun tonight, 720 WGN. We're playing That Used to Be here on Extension 720, 312-981-7200. Good, Tommy. Tommy! Where are you from, Tommy?
Old Irving Park.
Oh, okay. There we go. You got an address for Tommy? Are you good at this game, Tommy? Do you feel like you're the guy in your family?
Yeah, I lived across the alley from Sally's stage. I was scrambling to get the phone.
Wasn't that the greatest place?
I knew a lot of them, but I couldn't get through.
I wanted to run away from home and live at Sally's stage.
That place was awesome.
All right, Scott, what do you got? You got an address for him?
Yeah, I got
one.
I got one for you guys.
I was going to stump you guys.
All right, try it out.
All right. This closed business has the same address on two different streets.
Ooh.
I can give you the intersection or the address. What do you want?
Give me the address.
How about I give you the address?
Address. And we get both
north
the address.
And an address west.
Okay.
4,000 west and 4,000 north.
Okay, so Pulaski and
block north and 4,000 block west.
Pulaski and Irving.
You got it. Now, what was there?
I was just there. Pete and I were just there just recently. What is it? Is it a restaurant?
Yeah.
Sabatino's.
Kind of. No, that's a couple blocks west.
That's a great choice.
I know, sadly.
That was at Kilbourne.
Yeah. Okay, so
I'll give you a hint. It was the northwest corner.
The northwest corner at Irving and Pulaski. That is the epicenter of the north side, by the way. That is the center
of the
north side.
How far away is that from Smoke? Smoke's right there.
Smoke's there.
Yeah,
Smoke's on Grace.
It's a block and a half north of Smoke.
Okay. Was it a Kmart?
Nope.
What is it, Tommy?
It was Buffalo Ice Cream Parlor. 4,000 North Pulaski, 4,000 West Irving.
Can I throw one at you now? How about 4812 North Clark Street?
4812 North Clark. Callows?
Callows is still there, but that's a few blocks north. Across from the cemetery.
Yep.
North, just north of Lawrence on the west side of the street.
The Rainbow Club.
and the Rainbow Roller Rink.
Before that, it was the Rainbow Ice Rink, which is where I got this scar.
It was the Rainbow Club, and that's where Larry Fine from the Three Stooges was first discovered.
There you go.
Give this man something.
I'll tell you, Tommy. I'll give that man a prize.
Thanks, Tommy. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on the line. Gary, where are you from?
Well, I grew up on the northwest side, Montclair area, Belmont Cragen.
Oh, yeah, we were just up there as well. Belmont and Central is where we were hanging out.
Those were my stomping grounds.
Okay. There was a couple of restaurants up there that I could throw out at you, but I don't have the address in front of you. So let's...
I got State Street, I think, and I think I got you on, too.
Okay, what do you got for 9? It was 951 North State Street.
51? Oh, yeah. No, before you said 910.
No, that was 410 West Huron, 951 North.
410 West Huron, I believe, was Mr. Kelly's, wasn't it?
No, but you're flip flopping them there. Actually, Mr. Kelly's was close to 951 North State Street. I'll give you a hint. 951 North State Street is a restaurant, is an Italian restaurant, and it now is a bank. And let's just say that the patriarch had his name in the restaurant title.
And the last name?
I was going to say, I don't know. I thought it was 910. I was going to say the Playboy Club.
That's close. But the Playboy Club was, I believe, on Walton.
Yeah.
Wasn't there one at 155 East Walton where the Palmolive building is?
Yeah, that's true.
I just meant they used to have that big Playboy sign, so you knew where the Playboy.
So you knew where it was. No, yeah. 951 North State Street was Papa Milano's.
Yeah, I believe Mr. Kelly's, I might be mistaken, but I think it's 1028 North Rush, where Gibson's is, right?
Yeah, right there, yeah.
No, I don't think so. I think it was farther west.
No, the west, I'll give you a hint. The west, this one's for you, this might be for you, Scott, as well, if you want to hang in this, Gary. The west was 410 West Huron, so that's back in that Kingsbury area. Kind of by where Burton and Terrace lives.
Yeah.
Over by the Montgomery Ward Park, by the river.
By the 500 West Superior.
Yeah. 410 West Huron, one of the original Let Us Entertain You places, and it was an Italian restaurant. And it ended It ended not too long ago, probably 3 or 4 years ago.
I had a first date there once in 1991.
Didn't Stephen Colbert used to
Stephen Colbert used to be a waiter there.
You got me. I don't know. I was going to, I have no idea. I was going to say Uno's, but I don't know.
No, it's close. Thanks, Gary. No, it is, and Pete knows it. What is it, Pete?
Scoozy.
Scoozy. Which is long gone now, but yeah.
We used to, at my old job, we used to get, in lieu of pay, they would give you Let Us Entertain You gift certificates. And okay. I remember going in there with like a stack of like 12 gift certificates.
You're like, this one's for 20.
Yeah.
This one's for 25. This one, they're going to say this one doesn't work, but it works. All right. So we got plenty more. Which was the other things on here? I don't want to give any more away. I have a really funny one for you. Let's do, what do you got?
Okay, I didn't get to do the Lincolnwood one. 6670 North Lincoln Avenue, which technically should be Chicago.
667.
Lincolnwood is Chicago's nicest neighborhood.
So this is going to be 6670. So
and near the Bunny Hutch?
It's near the Bunny Hutch, and it is for recreational activities, or it was.
Oh, it was. Okay. It was, so was it a batting cage?
No, but it was named after someone who liked batting cages.
So a baseball player.
Mm-hmm. I could, I'll give you a hint. 1938 National League pennant race.
Harmon Killebrew, was that a...
No, Harmon Killebrew played for the 60s, Twins. Yeah, 60s, 70s. American League.
No, I'm thinking about...
is a local hero, Homer and the Gloman.
Right, right. This is going to be the Cub... I don't know which one.
Gabby Hartnett Bowling.
That's right. There it is, the bowling.
Gabby Hartnett's Bowling Alley, which was a classic. I don't know when it went down. I just, one day it wasn't there. It was right up the street from the original Lou Malnati's.
Oh, right, right, right.
I mean, you could imagine there was a time in Chicago, because Lincolnwood is part of Chicago, that you could have hit the Bunny Hutch and Lou Malnati's and then Gabby Hartnett's Bowling
all in one night. Oh. Amazing. Scott Goldstein, always a pleasure. Chicago's Rock on Tour give us our push off, our inaugural voyage of That Used to Be here on Extension 720. Scott, thanks for coming in, bringing the addresses, and bringing the fun.
Guys, thanks for having me. It's always a blast.
All right, that's going to wrap up Extension 720 tonight. Coming up, Pete McMurray's here. We'll talk with him about what's coming up on his show and more to come here on 720 WGN.